Well, this next story is one of deep love, courage, and hope. Emma Smith and Ben Dirksen are a couple from Elora. About 6 months ago, Emma donated one of her kidneys to Ben. They are here this morning to talk about their experience, hoping to inspire people to become organ donors by telling their personal story of struggle and sacrifice. They are sitting with me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. So Emma, Ben, where does your story begin?
Such a great question. So it would have been the spring of 2021, I guess, where I was first hospitalized for some symptoms that eventually manifested as kidney failure. I started dialysis shortly thereafter in what would have been August of that summer. And then, yeah, that was the summer that changed so much of my life that I had to adapt to so much. I was hunkering in for what I would assume was going to be a fairly long wait for any sort of donor opportunity or anything. So I spent most of that first year just wrapping my head around the very sudden and spontaneous life change. But little did I know that sooner than expected, there would be a donor opportunity in my future. So
how did you two meet?
We met actually at a Halloween party in Elora and kind of went from there. We immediately started dating and found this connection and love with each other. And then it would have been in January of 2022, I kind of secretly started the process to see if I could be a suitable donor. I went through a couple of the phases first because I didn't want to scare him away first off and tell no news if there was no news to tell. So once I made it through the first two rounds of screening, I kind of said, hey, just so you know, I'm going through to see if I can be a suitable donor, and I've already made it through the first two stages.
Wow. And Ben, what was your reaction when you found out that Emma wanted to donate a kidney?
It was just such as I've been describing it, a surreal kindness just to this person who I did not know very well, but had, you know, already cared so deeply about. And again, I was preparing myself for a much longer wait, and again, wrapping my head around what my life was going to look like for the next few years. And so certainly there's like finding a donor of any kind would have been a magical moment for me, but for it to be somebody who I had met so recently and who was so sure of this decision, and it was just, it still is, honestly, even post-transplant, hard to wrap my head around that this person was willing to do this for me and truly just change my life forever. So I'm grateful for it every day still.
It's, I bet. And yeah. I mean, Emma, you knew after 3 months, mm-hmm. right? Because you said you met it on Halloween, so yes. That's November, December, January. How did you come to this decision?
Honestly, it just came to me. Ben is an incredible human being, and I was lucky enough to call him my partner, and there was no why for me. There was no question. It just was, you're here to do this. And as soon as I got the first test result back being like, yeah, you two are a compatible blood match, I went, yep, this is the road. This is what we're going to do. And, you know, the reason I didn't bring it up the first two screening processes, just because I also wanted to really make sure that I was going to be okay with this decision, because it was a new relationship. Things could go south and we not end up together. Mm. And everything just kept saying, you're going to be okay with that. It's going to be okay. Mm. You still want to do this. And, you know, people donate to strangers all the time.
Yeah.
Which kind of, we joked that he was a bit of a stranger at the beginning of it. But no, I just, there was really no why for me. It just was like, no, you want to do this, and you're ready to do this, and you're here to do it.
Mm-hmm. How did this affect your relationship?
If anything,
this new one.
Yeah. I mean, it forced us to have a lot of upfront conversations at the beginning, you know, really thinking about everything, because I was also, I'm still young. I've not had children before. So that was another factor that mm-hmm. we had to talk about, saying, hey, if we're going to be together and we want to start a family, are we going to be okay with a couple? There's not many higher risks with it, but there was a few things that we had to talk about and a few questions that we had to address. So it really brought everything to the table right at the beginning of it all.
Yeah, I think it sort of it hurried some relationship conversations, but I think for that reason and only
just so much stronger and more connected.
Yeah, it really just facilitated some pretty amazing vulnerability and connection for our relationship out of the gate in a way that, yeah, that we did not anticipate for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, Ben, you were ready for a long journey with this because yes. It's tough. It is tough to find a donor.
It is.
What do you think your life would have been like if Emma didn't do this?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I would certainly still be eternally grateful to have her in my life regardless, but like a lot of what I was being told at the beginning of this discovery was certainly the best opportunity is to find a living donor, but I was also placed on a deceased donor list, and they would, the sort of standard stat that they give is 4 to 7 years. There's people who wait less, there's people who wait more depending on circumstance. And so I was certainly in the process of adapting my life, you know, living arrangements, my job, so many parts of my life to accommodate this, this new situation that I found myself in. And I certainly, again, did not anticipate that I would. I think from A to B, from discovering my diagnosis to recovering from transplant was about 2 years. And I had my nephrologist tell me that that's about as fast as it can happen. So that was not what I was prepared for at all. So.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, to sit here and see you two interact with each other, you wouldn't think that it's such a short time together, but it is, but it feels much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost feels kismet, right? Like it was meant to be, maybe?
Absolutely, yeah.
We say that all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying on the way over here that I think lesser events have convinced people of serendipity, and so we certainly think
so
that
true.
All the time, yeah.
So what are you doing to raise awareness?
I mean, a few different things. I mean, opportunities like this are amazing. We're also participating in the Guelph Kidney Walk on October 1st, and we're raising money for that. And really, any chance we get, we try to spread our story. Emma's done a few different interviews, including one with Kurt Hammond at .ca, who's really been paramount in distributing the story and getting it out. And our biggest goal is just to try to spread awareness of just transplant awareness and how accessible that can be and just how life-changing that can truly be for people, as I know firsthand.
Yeah. Emma, Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for having us.
That was Emma Smith and Ben Dirksen sharing their story of love and courage. Emma recently donated a kidney to help her life partner, Ben.